Against All Oddities, a podcast about three brothers coming to terms with the oddly true and the truthfully odd. I'm middle brother Chris.
I'm youngest brother Tim.
I'm Nate.
And together we talk about werewolf ghosts, astral projection, immortality, aliens, ESP, the devil, witchcraft, the occult, UAP, Stargate.
And sometimes
we have over four seasons of weird stuff with new episodes monthly. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos from the store.
Drag his soul like a Santa's snuggle.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble.
Sam.
Wow.
Hi everyone, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Amber.
And we're
Witches Talking Tarot.
And today, following our Men in Black episode, we're going to be discussing crop circles.
Oh yeah.
I love crop circles. I love them so much. I love
the way I have fond memories from my childhood. Because like, I remember when they got big in the 90s, when it was like they blew up and everybody's like, oh my god, there's crop circles all over the place. And it's like, because when I grew up, they didn't admit that there were aliens. Exactly. Like, I'm a little X-Files fiend over here.
Right.
And it's like crop circles blowing up all over the place. Although, mostly in England. Like,
right.
Actually, England, when
the Europe.
Yeah, when I look
at Europe.
The Europe. yeah, the guys that took over everything starting in the middle of the Europe or on the edge of the Europe. but, like, I was like, I could swear I remember, like, American crop circles, right?
I could swear.
I could swear, too, but, like, I tried to look up specifically, like, examples of, like, American crop circles.
Right, but they were mostly in, like, Europe and
they were mostly in England, from what
England,
I could find.
England, yeah. That's...
It, according to, like, everything, it would say, like, all over the world they were cropping up, but they were mostly done in England, right? So it's like, it was done in England, and then people elsewhere were, like,
were
probably copying.
Yeah.
But what I found highly interesting was I'm looking for crop circles in America, and I got all this information about how crop circles saved the Dust Bowl in the 50s.
Did they?
Yes. This guy came up with a new way of irrigating. Like, you know when you see those arms where they go like this? It's like that great, I say arm, but it's like a gigantic thing for watering, and it's longer than my house.
Uh-huh.
And it's on wheels, and it's on wheels, and it goes in a semicircle or in a full circle, depending on where it's set up. So from above, a lot of our farmland out here, like in Kansas area.
Oh,
stuff,
it has what looks like crop
circles. It looks like crop circle designs. Huh. Because that's how we, like, water out here, which I never realized, because I drive by these things all the time.
Right.
But I didn't realize, like, from above, because I always wondered, like, how do you get all the crops watered?
When well, it goes and I've in, seen in a the really circular long, way. Like, water things, like, uh-huh. You know, how much do you think those fucking things cost, dude?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, they go from one side of the fucking thing all the way to the other.
Yeah,
and how much
huge.
Water do they use?
Right, exactly. Well, enough to save the Dust Bowl.
yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting
that
because
interesting.
I never would have imagined.
Well, that is very interesting.
Yeah.
I love crop circles, and I want
They're
to
so
believe.
Cool.
I want to believe.
Well, but I do believe. So do you want to talk about, like, the 70s thing first, and then we can talk about what we can believe in?
Sure. Okay. So in the 70s, I believe it was the 70s, right?
D&D.
D&D, right?
Dungeons
I have to look
Dragons.
Up this name. But that was popular in the 70s, too.
Doug and Dave, you said. I'm pretty
yes.
sure.
Yes. Doug Bauer and Dave Chorley. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's spelled like Charlie, but with an O.
I would say Chorley.
So anyway,
maybe
1976,
Chorley.
They decide that they're going to play this fucking prank.
I, you know, and you like, say play this prank, but like, so they're inspired by the things that you can really believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are two artists in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we are trying to, like, do these art things, and they're getting no publicity, right?
Uh-huh.
We want to make our names as artists. And so whoever the top guy was, I can't remember, it was Dave pitched it to Doug. Okay.
Yeah.
Dave pitches that to Doug. He's like, what if we, like, I remember this thing that I heard about when I was younger called, what was it, UFO nest?
Something like that.
Flying saucer nest. And so he's like, what if we go out and we do intricate of these and we make these cool designs? And then when people, like, discover them, we can take the credit after they get popular. And it'll help our art careers.
What the fuck because were they we can thinking? Get
publicity.
You know,
they needed to come forward way sooner.
Way sooner.
They let it go way the
way
fuck
too
far.
Long.
Like,
so
people
like,
got like spiritually attached.
Yes.
And how foolish they must have felt, which is why they rallied against
maybe
the truth.
Maybe they didn't expect it to be so crazy, and that's why.
Absolutely.
Because like it was really cool how they made them. Like, mm-hmm. they came forward and said they like used 2x4s
and
ropes.
Ropes. Yeah, because like I actually remember as a child, like, yeah, I watched Maury Povich, and I watched Ricky Lake, because fucking loved Ricky Lake's talk show. But after school, when I was like 10, 11, 12, 8, 9 even, I loved watching things like The Unexplained. And,
oh, yeah.
And like the little documentary type things that later were the same kind of subject matter that was covered on X-Files, right? I loved watching this stuff. So like, I was so intrigued when I saw that happen on TV where, like, somebody was demonstrating. Maybe it
yes,
was a thing.
Yes,
maybe
exactly
I saw that thing.
Because they went
I
on
wonder,
TV and showed how they
did
fucking
I watch
did it.
That?
Because my grandmother, I was talking to her about this, and she's like, yeah, they went on TV and showed how they did it.
Yeah, and
he's
they
like,
did,
I remember watching how they did it, and everybody was just so pissed off.
Yeah, I'm just realizing that, like, I didn't just watch, like, I watched the thing that I was reading about earlier. I didn't watch something like
you watched the thing.
I watched the thing. I was a kid. I didn't even realize. Like, damn.
Fuck,
that's kind
of
cool.
But my grandma
I
was like,
history, y'all.
Everybody was really pissed about it. Like, and I wonder if.
I didn't understand, I think, because I was a
I'm
kid.
I'm sure you were a kid.
So I literally thought they were just like, this is how we would do it if we did it.
Well, and
not
my grandma, when I told her, she was like, she laughed. And she, sorry, I just burped. But anyway, she laughed and she fucking goes, oh, those two fucking idiots? Like, she knew exactly what
yeah.
the fuck it was. Because it was so big.
It was so big. Yeah, because, like, when you said crop circles, I was like, fuck yeah. I was there for that shit. I distinctly. And you know what? Learning more about it's so fucking interesting. Because, like,
it's like a cult classic at this point.
Right. Like, at first, they would get drunk on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just go do one.
That is so fucked up. I get it. But at the same time, who's like, let's get fucked up and make crop circles. But now I'm also like,
they were
that
artists.
Sounds great.
That's, yeah, it does sound great. They were artists. But you're right. It is fucked up because they were making crop circles in farmers' crops.
Exactly. That's
and,
what
like, these guys
it, yeah.
lost a lot of fucking money.
Yeah,
like,
that's
not
really
the
fucked
guys
up.
Making crop circles. The ones who were growing the crops.
They didn't really consider... Maybe... I don't think they really
I don't think
considered
they considered
that.
It because they were artists.
Because
and
to
I'm
other
not
people,
saying that we as artists are allowed to ignore
well,
what is
real
life. Well,
and some people see
a crop
and they're just like... Oh, look at that field.
Exactly. And,
they don't realize. And
that's exactly where I was going to go.
Yeah,
that
they thought, oh, it's just a field.
Right.
Or,
exactly.
or it, they didn't really connect.
They saw it as a medium versus this is a field growing food for this farmer
mm-hmm.
to sell
survive.
For
yes.
his living. And mm-hmm. so that the people in the area or wherever the food gets shipped to
can eat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like,
so,
I think
like,
they definitely didn't
up.
Think about
they,
it.
Yeah, I don't think they did it maliciously, uh-huh. right? I just think they truly didn't think about it. And again, that doesn't make it okay.
No, but there's a lot of people that, again, look at cornfields and they're just like, look at that cornfield. And
right.
they don't
That's,
really
right.
see the whole, like...
Right, exactly. You miss... you just like we can miss the forest for the trees... We can...
Literally that.
Yeah, we can miss the food for the...
Right.
Field.
Which does suck. And so I imagine, like, people were pissed. I imagine, but can you imagine being that farmer and coming out there and being like, what the fuck is this?
Right. Okay. So, like, here's my thing on that. Like, at first, I think there was a ton of bewilderment
uh-huh.
At first.
At first, absolutely.
And then
they're like,
there was fucking annoyance, mm-hmm. right? Because there's nothing they can do about it. Maybe if they have crop insurance, it'll be covered. But I bet crop insurance doesn't cover that
kind of thing. Well, this was in the '70s before Ring cameras were a fucking thing.
Right. You know? Well, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, nobody ever saw this shit happening, yeah. right? So it's like, it's also like really fucking weird, right? Like, remember in the movie Signs where he'd like try and watch for the aliens and stuff because he was getting the crop circles in his fields?
And then what happened?
Well, like, he would never, even if he would like be able to like see the aliens in his fields, uh-huh. he never saw them making the crop circles.
Really?
Not from what I remember from the movie. I don't remember him ever seeing them make the crop circles. I remember him, like, watching, and he would see an alien run through. And he was like, what the fuck was that? You know what I mean? But he never saw, like, a big thing happening with making the crop circles. So, like, just like if you're working in the kitchen, right, uh-huh. and you go in the other room, and you come back in the kitchen, and now your ketchup's on the counter. In the middle of whatever you were doing, and you're like, what the fuck? Why is that ketchup on the counter? Right? Like, that shit makes you crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I feel like it would have been that kind of thing for those farmers. But then there was the one farmer who got smart because, like, he was losing all this money on his crops because, mm-hmm. like, they were his property was constantly getting, was called attacked. You know, right?
Right.
Whether it's these artists or aliens, it's being attacked, and he can't sell this food anymore because it's contaminated. Mm-hmm. He put a bucket out because everybody was coming to see the crop circles anyway.
Uh-huh.
So he put a bucket out, and it was like $5 a head.
Nice.
And yeah, so he like.
I think he's entitled to that money because he experienced a loss. Now, I will say
that other farmers started to do it too once mm-hmm. they learned.
Right.
But I think that also encouraged mm-hmm. some people to fake their own crop circles.
I could see that. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, my grandma money, right? said there's this show. I don't know what it is. If you know what it is and you're watching on YouTube, comment and let us know. Where it's like a comedy alien show and like.
They're not from the sun?
I don't know. But I do know that there are crop circles in it, and it's, like, aliens communicating with other aliens. Like, there's an alien on Earth who's, like, a farmer, and he's communicating with the Greys, and they're, like, arguing back and forth. So he, like, goes out to his crops, and he's, like, fuck, like, does this elaborate fucking, like, crop circle, and it says, like, fuck you, leave me alone, you suck, and, like, alien! And he's, like, I left that fucking message for him because they can see it from like
right their, yeah
yeah I'm just so like, I was like
what
I love
show
that.
Is this like from when
what I don't know but I'm like that's fucking anything hilarious
else? Like this right like I need to watch that.
I know, like the crop circles are just the aliens cussing each other out like fuck you, leave me alone.
Well, because like before the where I read that Doug and Dave like admitted to their hoax, uh-huh. I literally, like, I got to a point where I was like, dude, the aliens were just fucking with us. Like,
right?
It was a joke, but it was the aliens. Like, oh, look, these fuckers will pay attention to anything.
It's like the equivalent of the word penis.
Right.
Alien or something. Right?
Well, and I mean, okay, so you bring that up. You know, and I get that these guys were artists, but all the crop circles, like, they have sacred geometry in
they
them.
Were so distinct.
Well, but I mean, like, they literally, not just so distinct, but they had all of their symbols and the alignments of the crop circles themselves, mm-hmm. they had sacred geometry within.
Do you think it was a total subconscious thing?
I think because they're artists, uh-huh. that is why the sacred geometry was there, right? Uh-huh. Because, like, if you think about the golden ratio, it's important not only in nature and science, but in art. So I think because they were artists,
uh-huh.
and they were artists first and foremost, so the sacred geometry showed up because it wasn't just a joke. It was an enigmatic art exhibit for everyone.
See, I never read that, but I didn't. I only read about the hoax of it. I didn't read that they were artists or anything. So that's really
them being artists was part of when I read about the hoax part. Like, it specified that because they were artists, they would do this thing to then admit what they'd done and be recognized as, like, these amazing artists.
And they did not think that through.
They did not. and then get, like, publicity on their other projects that they were actually doing to make a living.
Right, right.
Right. And I think it's because it didn't go how they planned from the very get-go. They just kind of were going along with this thing for a while before they amped it up once, like, their wives found out.
Yeah, they didn't even tell their wives. Like, I would be annoyed.
Oh, right, we didn't get to that part. Yeah, like, so their wives found out that, like, because at first it was just every Saturday morning.
We're going bowling.
Right, well, they had this thing before the crop circle thing. They were already getting together every Friday night to hang out and get drunk. So then Dave pitches the thing to Doug, and so for, like, a couple years, they're just every Friday night that they get together.
A couple years? Oh, I'd be so pissed. And they do that.
Yeah.
I'd be like...
That's why the one wife was like, you're putting a lot of fucking miles on the car, buddy.
Right, she's finally like...
Doug, we need to talk. And he's like, well, I'm not gonna fucking lie about this. So me and Dave, we've been doing the crop circles. Yep, that was us. That's where the miles are coming
from. But then at the same time, like, in a way, I'd be pissed. Like, how the fuck are you gonna keep this a secret from me? But then in another way, I'd be like, you're fucking crazy. That was not you.
No,
I don't even know if I'd believe it.
I was gonna say, I don't know if it's just because me as an artist or what, but, like, I get the wife. Like, I would have lost my shit laughing, too.
Right.
And I would have been like, carry on, buddy boy. Let's see how far this can go.
Like, because
who would have thought that you'd get what you got out of it response-wise, right? So, like, I think, I'm sure there was probably some level on either one or both wives' parts where they were like, these guys fucking suck. But I think at least in the beginning, once they knew, it was this huge amusement because it's in the paper, it's in the this, it's in the that. But then when it was in the royal palace, when the queen mother herself was like, on my reading list for this summer, this is this book about crop circles, and I'm very excited to read it because I'm so thrilled that my country is the one that these beings have chosen to use for communicating with humans. That was, like, legit. That's what made them be like, this has gone too far.
Yeah, right? Like, but Amber says, and her research says, didn't they take inspiration from something that happened a long time ago?
Yes. So, okay. So, these guys and the crop circles that, like, most of us
modern
know
modern crop circles are bullshit, basically.
Yeah. Although, bullshit. Not all of them.
Okay.
I can't, because they existed before, and because of, let me say the thing that Maddie was alluding to, and then I'm going to tell you what my thoughts on all of that are.
Okay,
so back in 1628 or 1678, there came about the myth of the mowing devil, and what that was a myth to explain these crazy big circles in people's crops of, like, concentric circles of flattened crops that were done from the outside moving inward, which was counterintuitive for the way that harvesting was done. So, like, obviously it wasn't a harvest, but even so, it definitely wasn't a harvest because the food wasn't harvested. And so the myth of the mowing devil was created to say that when you, like, upset the balance of things because you were, like, a shitty farmer for whatever reason, like, the original myth is, like, this one farmer said to his farm hand, I would rather the devil himself mow my crops than have you out there because you're so bad at what you do.
Damn, that's a burn.
Yeah, right? And so then he wakes up that next night and there's the devil mowing his field, you know?
And it's the farmhand. He's like, oh, really? Motherfucker?
Let me stick this fucking tail on,
bitch. Exactly. Well, we'll see what you think of this.
Right. Like, I don't know. I just found it, like, so, like, crop circles have been around since the 1600s or prior. Mm-hmm. Because if that came around in the 1600s, then I believe that crop circles have existed in any form of field out there since the beginnings right. of things, right? Because here's the thing, like, and I think that when I say, like, not all modern ones can't, like, would be hoaxes, in uh-huh. my opinion, uh-huh. because they've been happening,
there's
right?
so many. What are, like, could there be one or two that's real?
Exactly. But also, wouldn't there be a couple that are real when the aliens who are making these crop circles in the very first place, right? Because they predate, the crop circles themselves predate the hoax, right? Mm-hmm. So even though the crop circles that
or maybe the aliens are kind of pissed off, they're like, hey, that's our thing.
Or maybe they are, and I didn't think about that, but what I thought was, they're trying to get our attention. Uh-huh. Let's go down and do some more of them. That's what, I think that the aliens were probably responding. Uh-huh. To some
they could
these.
Be responding because, like, you don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Well, right, like. Exactly. But you don't know what the fuck you're saying. And also, I wonder, like, with the sacred geometry, because the sacred geometry was there, uh-huh. even though they didn't know what they were saying, maybe they were sending out beautiful messages.
I hope it was beautiful messages and not it's something insulting without even fucking realizing it.
Or, like, what Carl Sagan sent out back in the 70s, which, what? Like, kind of started this from one lens of something that I was reading. It was like, because of this Carl Sagan experiment thing, or reaching out to aliens is what made Dave think about the crop circle things in the first place. Uh-huh. Carl Sagan was a scientist, and he and I'm sure a team of scientists, like, I'm sure it wasn't just him. But what I read said Carl Sagan, right? Uh-huh. He's probably just the most famous person involved, but I don't know for sure. So I'm just trying to give credit where credit's due if there were other people involved, not just him. But anyway, Carl Sagan sent, he broke down information to, like, mathematics, right? Like, computer mm-hmm. talk, right?
Yes.
Created an image that we sent out as a communication into space.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of this.
This image contained all sorts of information mm-hmm. about humans and Earth and how to find us in the universe.
Uh-huh. That's a stupid idea.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm going with this. It also includes, like, our DNA.
Oh, my motherfucking
dumbass. Right, exactly. It is a stupid idea because, like, you're putting out there, like, we're so peaceful. Everybody out there who already knows better than
like,
to do that, they're
okay,
like, ooh.
Are you trying to, like, what did the Vikings do to the fucking, what did the Vikings do to the motherfucking nuns when they found out, oh, look, this is full of gold. And people that don't know how to defend themselves that uh-huh. claim to be peaceful.
Exactly. Like. And, I mean, like, seriously, it's like the guy that went and lived with the bears. The bears were like, food when we need it.
Exactly. What the fuck?
Like, why are you telling them that we're peace loving and this is what we taste like because here's our DNA and
that's ridiculous.
We can't protect ourselves because here's our DNA. So you can see, right? Our DNA tells you we can't protect ourselves. And here's where we are.
I love aliens.
I do, but they will eat us. I believe they will eat us. I believe there are some that wouldn't eat us. But also, when you free fly a flag out there, anybody can see that free-flying fucking flag. You know what I'm saying?
I love me a good alien. I love me a good blue alien.
I love me a good alien. I love me a good X-Files alien. Predator, please.
Predator. Yes, please. Ice Planet Barbarians.
I tried to put Predator on the other night. Avatar. Not the first Predator, but Alien versus Predator. Uh-huh. Requiem. Uh-huh. Roz doesn't like horror movies, though. And she's like, I can leave. And I was like, no. I'll put something on you like too.
I'm like, what other aliens do I like?
Sigourney Alien.
She's a human though.
Well, I know, but I just mean I like that movie. And the xenomorphs are kind of cool. And Sigourney becomes one. Like, I don't know if you've watched the entire series.
I haven't watched the ending, no.
Like the whole series.
What happens to her?
I guess it's old enough, it doesn't matter. Spoilers. So let's see. Okay, so in the, there's the one where Rock is there, and it's not the Rock, but it's Rock. He predates the Rock. Uh-huh, he's awesome. I love that actor. I don't know his name. But there's, like, they're on a prison ship, and there's, Sigourney crashes into it, and I, in that movie, she winds up, I believe, getting one in her chest.
No! Does so she then, die?
Then she does die. But in the next movie, they have her DNA, so they're trying to clone her. Except because her DNA, she's pregnant with a xenomorph or whatever, that DNA is mixed up in her as well. So, like, there's a whole lot of versions of her that are really fucked up. But
oh, God. So she's like a clone.
Yeah. Well, and Winona Ryder's in it, and she's a fucking android.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's an android who's essentially trying to take it all down because she knows how dangerous those aliens are or something. It's a good one. My favorite one is, I'm pretty sure, number 3, where she's on the alien ship with Rock. And then that one, I believe, is the very next one where she's on the military ship with the guy who plays the lawyer in the first Addams Family movie.
Uh-huh.
He's a bad, like, military guy, and he runs this ship, and she's a clone, and Winona Ryder's there. And
damn.
I love that one. You know, that one and the one where she's on the prison ship.
I love Sigourney Weaver in Avatar. Oh, my God. I loved her so much. She's a scientist, and she's studying the plants and things of Avatar, and she loves people, and she's a good person, and she wants to take care of them, and she dies. I mean, they said, look, it came out in 2008,
while
ago.
But
so, like,
but you know what? I love all alien movies. Like, Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck is an alien movie, and that shit is amazing.
That one's weird. That one's weird for me.
Yeah. It's great. I love Howard the Duck.
Duck titties. Can't do it. It's weird to me. Like, it really is. Like, I barely
remember that part. You know what? Mom and Dad Save the Planet is possibly my favorite alien movie. I never realized. Fucking love that movie.
There's a sad alien movie.
Mom and Dad Save the World. My bad.
It's, I haven't watched it. I saw the ending on accident because it's fucking sad. It's called Mars Needs Mom. And, like, basically, it's a cartoon, and the aliens...
Flipping past.
Right?
I never
watched it. The aliens need moms. Like, they need somebody to raise their babies. So they end up abducting the moms from the Earth without realizing it was, like, a serious problem, blah, blah, blah. There's a sad part. Like, the kid goes after his mom, and he ends up on Mars, and he's running after her, and his oxygen runs out. Mom takes her oxygen mask and puts it on him while she's in fucking, like, on Mars. And then the baby aliens are like, what's going on? What's going on? Why isn't she moving? And then one of the baby aliens has an oxygen mask. And she saved. It was hard.
Okay, like, I'm over here, like, and we don't have to get into it.
That's the only part.
Where are the alien moms?
Like, I don't know. That's the only part I remember because I didn't want to watch it because it was fucking sad.
Although, you know what? I think Mom and Dad Save the Planet is my favorite alien movie. But, like, Fifth Element.
Oh, my God. Fucking amazing. Yes.
Like, when that woman sings.
I love her. That.
Like, I will rewind and listen to that over and over. But love Corbin Dallas, and more importantly, love
Ruby Red. I love him so much. Yeah, he's so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. He is the best character in that whole movie. He's like, I love him.
You know, I love Mila Jovovich movies before she did the video game movies. I just never got into like those. I just never watched it.
Resident Evil,
like, that's. All the movies that were made in the era that I was having kids, like, we didn't have Netflix or Hulu or streaming internet at
They're
all.
Okay. They're not my favorite.
You know, again, it was like, I couldn't go out to the movies because I was having babies. I didn't have the ability to watch them at home except for Blockbuster.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, like, I couldn't do new release movies because I had a very small budget and the kids... Yes,
I was gonna say
they got the majority of the budget.
No, I totally get you, and they're not really like my favorite, but I didn't.
They're not terrible.
They're just
I've never gotten into one because I'm not a fan. I would rather watch Underworld.
Is that what you were saying? Did you just read my mind?
Because I was sitting here like, I paid the money to rent Underworld, yeah. but I didn't feel like paying the money to rent.
Well,
rent
Underworld. Did you see the Underworld? Rent?
Rise of the Lycans. I can't talk. Did you watch it? I love Rise of the Lycans. I think it's my favorite one.
It's so sad that it is my favorite one.
I know, but Rona Mitra, like, poor Rona Mitra, and I hated Rona Mitra until that movie. Fuck the dad.
But yeah. I love that actor. I mean,
but fuck that guy. Yeah, I know what you mean, but no.
Who is he? He's on Pirates of the Caribbean. He's fucking...
Davy Jones.
Also, he's Philip in Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, the stepdad.
Don't forget to kill Philip.
Like, right. Absolutely. Like, no. But like, you know what?
Oh, thank God.
Other than Signs, I'm trying to think. I don't know that there are alien movies that I've watched that
had crops or. I don't think so. Were they mentioned at all in the American Horror Story show season? I don't remember. Because that's more of American. Yeah. I don't think so. Have you seen any movies with crop circles? Do you know the show my grandmother was talking about? If so, what is it?
Like, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm over here like, crop circles were such a big thing. And like, you know, they can't all have been a hoax. And there have been some modern-ish ones, because there was one in 2013 or 2014 really? That showed up in California, huh. and it almost looked like a computer chip, and it did...
That's interesting.
Right? And it kind of looked fake, but at the same time, like, it was so intricate, and it's not like crop circles are big anymore, so who would fake it? And then I read this thing that was about... you know, there was the Carl Sagan thing that I brought up, right? Uh-huh. And reaching out for a message. There was a crop circle that was received, or that was found, that looked like the message that Carl Sagan sent out.
Weird.
Except it was like the little human person on the message was replaced with like a little alien image.
Weird.
And at first they couldn't decipher the message, but then like these students from like Caltech or MIT or someplace where they do lots of math uh-huh. and science, they cracked the code, and they said that the code said... beware of false offers of help, something, like, man, I can't remember exactly the wording now, it was beware of false promises, beware of false promises, beware of false help and broken promises, false something and broken promises, you know, something about, like, being betrayed or taken advantage of.
Jeez.
And, like, they are watching. Like, if you Google the crop circle message about false promises, like, there'll be a Reddit thing and you can see the whole quote. But I don't know if that's fake or not, but my immediate thought was that is an alien response to all the crop circles they've been seeing pop up on the earth, and they're like, hey guys, we got your message, but don't blatantly put shit out there because your own government already knows about us and has made a deal. Like, that was my thought about the message that was sent. Mm-hmm. Or what they say it was deciphered into. However, if somebody who knew, you know, computer code and mathematics that much, like, they could fake a crop circle with a message like that, I guess. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting to share because...
That is interesting. I found the picture, but not what the translation... Oh, here we go. This says, broken promises, much pain, but still time. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah.
Broken promises, much pain, but still time. Believe there is good out there. We oppose deception.
There's something before the broken promises part. Like, but yes, that is the thing. I don't know. It totally made me think of like the whole conspiracy about like 1947, the government, you know, met with aliens, gave away our rights to aliens taking us and experimenting on us for their own needs. And in exchange, the government will get this technology. And that message, like, to me, that message is, like, about that. Like, we are well aware of your existence. You guys are actually aware of our existence, too. Be aware of the people that are lying to fucking you.
Yeah,
you
know that's what I mean? One of the comments said. That's one of the things was, like, I think it's referring to our own government.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I couldn't. It wouldn't let me open. It was, like, open on the app. And I was, like, I don't have the app, so fuck you. I refuse
to open on the app.
Yeah,
same. Fuck you.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I refuse. Yeah, I'm not getting Reddit.
Huh? All right. Is there anything else you can say about crop circles?
Other than their, they used, we alluded to earlier, they used to be called flying saucer nests. And there was a story of a guy who actually saw something, like, fly up out of the bog, and then there was this big circular area where it looked like that thing had been laying, and they called it a flying saucer nest. And there were reports of those in England and other places in Europe prior to, and Australia, because Dave got the idea when he was in Australia, because there was a story about a flying saucer nest when he was there. But basically that, yes, the Dave and Doug thing was a hoax, but not all crop circles are, because these flying saucer nests were known about long before we ever had the crop circle phenomena that happened between the late 70s to the late 90s. And way, 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 way back in the 1600s, we had the same phenomena happening. And that's not a coincidence. That's not a hoax. Because I guarantee you that most of the people that were seeing flying saucer nest stuff knew nothing at all about the mowing devil mythology, except for the very few who lived in that area, because we're talking about times when communication took, you know, it wasn't like now.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people tend to forget, or at least a lot of younger individuals, because in their life, like information has always been available. That is a new thing. I mean, that's even newer than the 80s. I mean, in the 80s, the closest you had was like the most recent encyclopedia. And usually you didn't have access to the most recent encyclopedia. And there was no internet. You know what I mean? So like to, in 1976 or in 1920 or 1930, these people wouldn't have known about the mowing devil or the crop circle lore from way, way back. I mean, there would be some people, that's why we still know about it, but most people wouldn't have any idea about that. Yeah. So they wouldn't be thinking to hoax it like Dave and Doug did. So, like, I just want to get, I guess, my thing is, I totally believe that crop circles are real, even if the Dave and Doug thing was a hoax. What are your thoughts?
I think I agree completely with you. I think that it's probable that one or two may have been genuine in the amount of crop circles that have happened throughout the years.
Now, do you think that there's a possibility that the aliens were responding to the crop circle hoaxes that were happening without realizing that perhaps, like, these are all just people trying to get one over on other people?
If they didn't respond, then they were confused. You know what I mean? They're like, wait, what the fuck?
They were like, that is gibberish.
Yeah, they're like, what is going on here? Like,
that says a little.
Yeah, exactly. If they didn't respond, I definitely think they saw them, and I think they were probably a bit confused.
Yeah. Fair enough. What do you guys think about crop circles? We are super interested to know, because we are super alien-loving motherfuckers over this way.
Oh, yeah.
So, you can tell us what you think about crop circles right down there in the comments, right after you like and subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube or listening anywhere you get your podcasts.
You could find us on... I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're good. I was like...
You could find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Threads at Witches Talking Tarot.
And we're available on the X at Classiest Witches because we're the classiest witches you know.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Death by DVD.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Victoria. Thanks for being our patrons on Patreon. If you want a spiffy shout out where Maddie saves the day again, you can find us on patreon.com/witches talking tarot, where not only do you get a shout out, but when you sign up for our wonderful content, you get at least early ad free episodes. And if you want to go above that, you can get our stickers. You can get the little bit of merch that we have created. You can make us able to make more merch. You can get an extra episode every month. You can get other shit that you can find on patreon.com/witchestalkingtarot.
Thanks for sitting with us for a spell.
Bye.
This morning, I'm showing you how social media has become a big help in solving crime.
On social media is helping solve major crimes and exposing others.
Two local police departments are using the power of social media to catch the bad guys on a regular basis.
With the click of a button, thousands of crime fighters share pictures and videos of suspects crowdsourcing to catch criminals.
Hey guys, it's Marianne, Dog Mom, Baker, True Crime Podcast Maker, and as some of you might know, our podcast was named Crime Scene and Cupcakes because, well, I'm the boozy baker. However, since crimes are changing because social media and everything is changing, that means we need to change with them in order to possibly assist law enforcement in getting answers. When my friend Krista Martin was murdered back on October 1st, 1989, there was barely a blurb out there on media on her case. And unfortunately, that is still the way it is to this day. It just seems to be the status quo on a lot of cases. And I refuse to allow that to happen. So that's our mission, to change that, to be the voice for those that go unheard. To be the voice and give those a social media presence. Because more than 200,000 unsolved cases have gone cold since 1980. And the people who committed those crimes, well, they could be living right next door in the same locations scattered around the world. By using social media, podcast platforms, case flyers, and hashtags, law enforcement and family are able to track the chatter and comments on certain cases. And you can join this movement by listening to our podcast, The Social Detective, on any of your streaming platforms. You can also join us on Instagram, Twitter, or I guess it's called X now, Threads, Facebook, you name it, you can find us. Join the social detective and the crime solve movement. Help us assist law enforcement by putting a few in the win column. And I really hope Krista's case is one of them.